Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Jeffy, the recipe for today's show: 100 grams of football, 100 grams of rat, 111 tons of Reese's, 50 grams of on chain fence, a sprinkle of needle. Mix all the ingredients, bake for 1 hour. Here's the moving up show. Let's get cracking, everyone! Hi, this is Chef Alicia. My friend Mark just had his birthday, and his most favourite sweets are mint creams, so I decided to make him some. This is the recipe I use.
What ingredients do we need, Chef?
250 grams of ice cream sugar, 1 egg whites, 3 drops of peppermint creams.
Peppermint essence? That really strong stuff? Mm. How do you make mint creams?
First, sift the icy sugar into a large bowl. Then add a little of the egg whites and a few drops of peppermint. Mix them really well and into the soft dough. Keep adding the egg whites until this happens. Taste the mixture to see if you need more peppermint. Divide the mixture into 20 small balls. Flatten gently with your fingertips into flat round shapes. Put the flat rounded shapes into the greaseproof paper onto the large bowl. Leave them to set for 3 or 4 hours. Or overnight. If you would like to make some extra special, cover in melted chocolate and leave it to set. I just want to say happy birthday to my friend Mark, who had his birthday last Tuesday.
I am talking about the needles today.
The needles? What? Lighting pins and needles?
No, the place.
The place. Okay, yes. So you mean the holiday attraction,
yes,
at Alan Bay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me more.
Well, on the way to the experience for a month, and I'm going to tell you all about my day at Alan Bay.
Great, okay. Yes. So your work experience is part of your college course.
Yeah.
The moving up course.
Yeah.
And you get lots of different work experiences at different places.
Yeah.
And so your placement at the moment, one of your placements at the moment, is at the Needles Heritage Attraction.
Yeah. I can tell you it is a long way to get there. It takes an hour on the bus, typically I will like saying, I'll be there to there, and then it's like a long time to get there.
It did seem like a long time, and yes, I can vouch for the fact you did say, what time is it? Are we nearly there yet? Yeah, you did. But when we actually got there, what did you do?
First, we went for a little meeting in in a room to show us of the healthy sleep.
It's important to know all the health and safety rules, isn't
it? Yeah, of course, but that's dragged on for a long time, and at lunchtime, we went to the canteen and got something, and after lunch we kind of split into our little groups as I was in the sand shop.
Right, and what happens in the sand shop?
Like, you can get different figurines, like skulls, teddy bears, lighthouses.
Oh yeah, so you get glass or plastic shapes, yeah, and what do you do?
And you can fill it up with different colour sand from the beach.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And tell me a bit about the sand, because that's the special bit, isn't it?
Well, it's all from the beach, so it's all from there, but the reason why you look fine, the brights and colours, because they are all natural and they are very dangerously find.
That's right. Yeah. So they're all really natural colours, but it's amazing when you actually go how many different colours there are, and none of them are dyed or tampered with. It's all absolutely natural. Yeah. So you enjoyed your afternoon in there?
Yes, good. I did. But on the way home, it's a lot shorter.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Amy. We are in June already and I was wondering if there are any significant dates. The first one, Healthy Eating Week, the 11th to 15th of June.
What did you find out about Healthy Eating Week?
The purpose of the British Nutrition Foundation Healthy Eating Week is to encourage all UK workplaces, colleges, schools and nurseries to focus on healthy eating and drinking. It also includes physical activity and celebrates health living. There are 5 health challenges during the week.
What are the challenges?
Have healthy breakfast every day, go for whole grain or higher fibre foods, have at least 5 portions of fruit and vegetables every day, choosing a variety, drink plenty, have at least 6 to 8 undersweetened drinks every day, water is good, get active every day, move more, make a change, set a goal to make a positive change that lasts. Talking about goals, of course, there is the Football World Cup. It's been held in Russia from 14th of June to the 15th of July. I really like watching football.
Is there any other special days?
Yes, it is Father's Day on Sunday the 17th of June this year. It is a day of the year which fathers are particularly honoured by their children. It was first observed in the state of Washington in 1910. In Britain, it is usually the third Sunday in June, but in Australia, the first Sunday in September. Thank you for listening. This is Amy signing off.
I'm going to talk about a Marmite animal today. You either love them or hate them. Rats.
Do you love them or hate them, Christina?
I don't like them, do you?
No, I don't, but tell me more.
They come in 4 colours, brown, grey, white or black.
What do they eat?
If it's a pet, they eat rat pellets. If it's a wild rat, it will eat anything. A huge rat was recently found in a playground in London. It was the biggest ever found.
How big?
4 foot. That's bigger than a dog.
Oh my god. Oh, that's huge.
The Black Death in 1660 was carried by the fleas on rats. It killed thousands of people.
Thank the Lord that I was born at that time.
I agree.
Hebby, what would be a good day out on the Isle of Wight?
How about join me and the Southern Exile Breezer team for a day out like no other before on the Island Coaster Route News Breezer, Downs Breezer and Shank Shuttle. For more information, go to islandbusters.info.
Did one of those recently win an award?
It picked third place. It's the Needles Breezer. Picked up third place for the most scenic route and, yeah, we came third, which is really good.
Harry with his light-hearted look at the World Cup.
Now, this year, for this World Cup at least, we're in Russia, so we're not going to Brazil, we're not going to England, we're going to the heart of football, what we all think about when we think of great international heroes and great players, we're going to Russia. Now, to start off with this high-anticipated event, we have got one of the biggest games, I've got to say, of the year. We've got Russia versus Saudi Arabia. I mean, I can't believe I get to see this in my lifetime. I mean, and then we've got a secondary match with Egypt versus Uruguay. So it's basically like Egypt or one-man team with Salah. So, you know, I guarantee they'll still beat Uruguay, even though Uruguay have got a brilliant team with Suarez and, you know, Cavani up front, two of the world's best strikers. But I have a feeling that Salah's just going to be able to be their defence somehow, some magical way. Now, and then for my next game I'm going to point out is Portugal versus Spain. So really, it's Ronaldo versus Spain. Let's be fair here. Like, there's a couple good Portuguese players, but really, it's Ronaldo versus Spain. So this World Cup is looking to be one of the best we've had in a while. I mean, I'm excited to, you know, watch all these games in Russia. I can't wait to watch my TV, you know, the beautiful stadium that they prepared. But for this week, that is it for the Moving Up show. Have a good weekend.
Bye. Bye.